耶稣圣名跟大家一起来查考圣经。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we'll study the Bible together.
今天晚上呢，要继续来查考上行诗。
And tonight we'd like to continue to study the Song of Ascents.
我们安息日的时候跟大家一起查考过，在上行诗里面的这五组，每三篇一组呢。第一篇的 诗歌基本上都是跟人的苦难有关系。
And on Sabbath, we have studied the five sections of the Songs of Ascents, and the first section is talk about tribulations of people.
因为人有苦难，所以会想要到神的殿来朝见神。
And because of tribulation, man wants to come in front of God.
那这是为什么众人会一起从各地方他们走长途跋涉到神的殿里要来得到神的帮助。
That is why they journey so far away to the temple in order to worship him.
第二篇呢，每三篇一组的第二篇通常都是强调从神来的帮助。
And the second section is talking about the help from the Lord.
我的帮助从造天地的神而来。
My help is from this God who created heaven and earth.
那所以神是值得依靠的神。
So God is a God who can be relied on.
当我们把我们的苦难、我们的需要向神陈述了以后，神他一定会怜悯我们，帮助我们。
When we tell our needs and ask to our God, He will for sure help us.
那谈完了第二篇谈完了神的帮助之后，接下来第三篇呢，他通常都会强调这个神的帮助跟福气都是从锡安来的。
And the third section mentioned that this blessings and help is from this Mount Zion.
那这个神的锡安代表神临在的居所，是神的殿。
And this Zion represents God's dwelling place.
那表示说我们今天所真正祈求的平安福气，一定要从神的殿发出来。
In other words, the blessings and help that we request must come from this God's dwelling place.
从锡安来的福气才是真正没有忧虑，这个平安才能够长久在我们的心里。
The blessings from Zion can then be dwelling in our life forever.
所以我们今天晚上呢，就来看上行诗这五组里面的第三篇都在谈有关于从锡安来的平安跟福气。
So let's study the five section of a Song of Ascent, of the third section that talks about the Zion.
我们现在看诗篇122篇。
Let's turn to Book of Songs, chapter 122.
122篇一开头就提到说，人对我说，我们往神的殿去，我就欢喜。
The verse 1 says, I rejoice with those who said to me, Let us go to the house of the Lord.
因为他们当时候大家一起出发，从各地方结伴到锡安来朝见神，他们旅途当中都要同伴一起同行才会安全。
Because when they journey to the house of the Lord, they need to find partners in order to be safe in this long journey.
那人若对我说，我们一起去，他说我就很高兴，因为有人可以同行去见神。
And when a man said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord," then he shall be rejoiced because someone is with him.
就是说他本来就是很向往能够到锡安山去见神的。
In other words, they have already looking forward to going to this Zion.
现在有人同行有这个心要一起去他就很喜乐。
Now someone is also going along with him, then they will be rejoiced.
那这个神的殿在耶路撒冷。
And this God's temple, is in Jerusalem.
所以第二节说，耶路撒冷啊，我们的脚站在你的门内。
That's why in verse 2 it says, Our feet are standing in your gates, O Jerusalem.
我们现在要到你那里去，要双脚站在你的城门里面。
We will go in front of you and to stand our feet on this Jerusalem.
表示说他们很愿意把自己放在神临在的所在。
And that means that we are willing to put ourselves in front of God.
真的愿意跟神亲近的。
That we are willing to draw near to God.
所以我们的脚目标就是要站在 这个耶路撒冷城门内能够进到神的殿里。
So our target, our attitude is to put our feet in front of this God's temple.
这当时候就表达出他们啊，从各地方要去朝见神的心情，他们的立志。
And this describes the heart that they wanted to go toward to this Jerusalem.
那第三节，耶路撒冷被建造，如同联络整齐的一座城。
In verse 3 says, Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together.
那所以在强调这个神的城呢，他说是很美好的，是很完整，是让人在里面觉得很安全的。
And this emphasizes that the city is well built and is very complete and is very safe.
所以联络整齐就是各方面都能够有联系，所以不管城墙，不管城内的各样的这个的事情都能够井然有序。
So when this city is built as compacted, that means that is very organized.
哦，里面应该有了人，应该有了工作，应该有的设备，都有，都具备了。
And all the equipment and human resource are all built up.
那第四节说，众支派就是神的支派呢，都要上那里去，按以色列的常例，在那里称谢神的名。
Verse 4, that is where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to praise the name of the Lord, according to the statute given to Israel.
这个神的殿，神的城，也就是各支派，他们每一年在那里聚集的地方。
And this city, this temple, is also the place where all tribes will be going.
是按照神的律法，神的要求，定期到那里一起去颂赞神的名。
According to the commandments of the Lord, that they will go up according to the laws of Israel.
所以每个人都愿意遵守神的吩咐。
And so everybody is willing to listen to God's commandments.
所以每一个支派都去的，所以十二个支派没有缺席的。
So all the tribes, meaning all 12 tribes, are going to this place.
因为在这个神的殿里啊，当那里有审判的宝座。
Because inside this temple, it has the throne of God.
因为在这里有公义，有公平。
And this throne, this judgment stand has has justice and mercy.
每一个人在那边都得到公平的对待。
So everyone who are there will be judged accordingly.
这是大卫家的宝座。
This is the house of David.
也就是说，这个就是按照神的旨意这个王位从大卫家这样传下来的。
And according to God's will, this is passed down from the house of David.
都是按照神的应许以及神的祝福。
And it is according to the promise of God and His blessings.
第六节他们说，你们要为耶路撒冷求平安。
In verse 6, it says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷啊，爱你的人必然兴旺。
May those who love you be secure.
那所以他这里在强调，他说现在换成你们，所以表示他们在唱歌的时候呢，有这个对唱的这个部分在里面的。
So, when they're singing this song, they have someone singing to.
所以耶路撒冷啊，爱你的人必然兴旺。
And so that's why they say that may those who love you be secure.
所以爱耶路撒冷人就会为耶路撒冷求平安。
Those who love Jerusalem will seek and pray for peace of Jerusalem.
第七节，愿你城中平安，愿你宫内兴旺。
Verse 7, may there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels.
第八节，因为我弟兄和同伴的缘故，我要说愿平安在你们中间，在你中间。
Verse 8, for the sake of my brothers and friends, I will say, peace be within you.
第九节，因为神主我们神殿的缘故，我要为你求福。
Verse 9, for the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your prosperity.
所以从这一篇里面，我们就看到呢，这个我们到西安去朝见神，我们目的就是要能够在那个地方为耶路撒冷求平安。
And from this passage, we can see that when we go to Zion to seek for God, we are seeking for peace.
那我们去的才是真正在遵行神的 命令。
And when we truly go there, that is listening to God's commandments.
那当我们为耶路撒冷求平安的时候，平安又临到我们身上。
And when we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, this peace will also be granted to us.
因为爱耶路撒冷人必然兴旺。
Because for those who pray for Jerusalem will also be loved.
所以我们就看到这一个这篇诗篇呢，它强调我们今天的心如果一直向往神的殿，关心神的家。
So if our hearts can continue to go toward this house of God, this family of God.
我们会关心这耶路撒冷城，就是神的教会啊，这个神的家里面各样的福祉。
And if we care this Jerusalem, which is the church, the chapel.
那他说，我们当中一定会有平安。
Then within us there will be peace.
就是说，每一个人都可以和睦，每一个支派都可以和平相处。
And that means that all tribes.Meaning, every person will have harmony.
哦，那我们每一个人也因为这样的一个成了平安，我们得到兴旺。
And because of this peace, that everybody will be prosperous.
所以今天这一篇诗篇在当时候众人在唱的时候，一定是很高兴的。
And so when the people are singing this song, they must be very rejoiceful.
因为他们每一个人真的都是在关心这个神的殿。
Because every person cares for the temple of God.
那神照着他的应许，就给这些人平安福气。
And according to the promise of the Lord, He granted peace to them.
我们今天从属灵的角度来看啊，这个神的殿啊，耶路撒冷城其实就是代表着教会。
And from the spiritual perspective, this God's temple, this Jerusalem.Is a church today.
所以耶路撒冷城是神的圣城，就是教会。
The city of Jerusalem, means a church today.
那神的殿是在耶路撒冷城里面的。
And this temple is within this city of Jerusalem.
因为在神的殿里面有神施恩的宝座。
Because within this temple of God, there is a throne of God.
所以从这个角度，我们就看到今天我们到教会来。到这里能够来朝见神，在这里能够到施恩座前。
And so when we come to church today, we can be in front of God. We can see the throne of God.
那我们很期待的就是这样一个这一个神的教会能够被建造整齐啊，联络的非常合适。
And this church of God can be built very compactly, meaning that everything is well built.
今天教会要被联络整齐，就是要在真理上能够完全的合一。
For a church to be well built, it must have a complete truth.
那弟兄姐妹能够真的用爱心把这个每一个城墙每一段都把它联系在一起。
And all brothers and sisters must be able to connect all words of God as the wall.
我们现在看以弗所书第二章。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书第二章
，Ephesians chapter 2,
第十九节
，chapter 2 verse 19.
以弗所书二章十九节说：“这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人。”
Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household.
第二十节说，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
Verse 20, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets with Christ Jesus himself as chief cornerstone.
二十一节，各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。
21. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord.
22节，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Verse 22. And in him, you two are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by His Spirit.
你就这里就看到我们跟122篇连在一起的，就看到了。那我们今天双脚站在神的这个耶路撒冷的门内，就是我们是属于这个城里面的人，我们是神家里的人。
If we connect this with Psalm 122, when we step our feet into this temple, then we become a God's people.
我们就是在帮助这个城能够建立的联络的整齐。
And we are helping the city to connect together.
让这个教会能够联络的合适 能够成为主的圣殿。
So that this church can become the temple of God.
我们每一个人也都靠他同被建造，能够让这个圣灵在我们每一个人的心里面的这个殿，能够彰显出神的荣耀来。
And so that everybody who has the Holy Spirit can have the power of God.
所以在这个我们要去神的殿朝见神，这里神的赐福是跟这个锡安有关系的。我们到神的殿去朝见神。
When we go into the temple to see God.
那这个从锡安从神的殿里面又赐给我们福气跟平安。
And from this temple, it gives us blessings.
我们每一个人就同被建造起来。
And everybody will be built up.
所以你看，我们今天来到神的殿，要见到神。
So when we come into God's temple to wanting to see God,
我们一定是存着一个要来帮助神的教会来建造，让它建造成整齐的一座城，这个心态来敬拜神的。
We must have this attitude of trying to build a city for the Lord.
我们来这边寻求神公义的盼语。
We are here to seek for God's righteousness.
我们来这里为神的家求平安、求福气。
And we are here to seek for the peace in our heart.
为我们弟兄同伴的缘故，我们愿意在这里当有和睦，让我们在这里可以享受神的恩典。
And for brothers and sisters, we are here to seek for peace.And among brothers and sisters.
所以，当我们来到教会的时候，大家都很和睦，大家在这里能够真的享受主里的团契。我们在这里就真的很享受了。
And so when we gather together, we can enjoy this peace together.
但是反过来，如果教会里面没有平安
，But on the contrary, if we don't have peace in church,
那我们来到这里就觉得很难过，时间就觉得很久。
Then when we come here, we will feel very painful. We will feel the time is dragging.
所以教会要发展，一定要能够在这个在这个神的家里面有平安、有和睦这个基础上面。
For a church to be prosperous, we must build on this foundation of peace.
那这是需要我们每个弟兄姐妹能够真的关心神的家，为这个教会祷告。
And we need every person to care and.Seek for this peace.
因为教会神是我们的生活的优先，我们要先求神的国、神的义。
And we need to put priority of Church of God as our priority.
教会的生活基本上是我们所有生活的重心。
And the life of church is actually our priority.
我们今天什么时候教会有需要，我们就到教会来敬拜神，来参加教会的举办的这各种活动。
And whenever there is a need in church, we would always put it at first in our hearts.
所以教会的发展跟我们的每一个家庭都有关系的。
So prosperity of church has
我们越关心，那我们真的就会得到越多福气。
If we care more, then we will have more blessings.
所以今天。如果我们每一个人都能够真的双脚站在神的殿里面
，If we can all put both of our feet in front of God's temple，
然后为这个教会来祷告
，and pray for this church，
为弟兄姐妹每一个人的信仰来代求
，and pray and intercede for the spirituality of our brothers and sisters，
那这个神的平安就在我们当中。
Then the peace of God will be among us.
那我们每一个在祷告的人，我们也得到相对的造就。
And so whoever is praying can also be edified.
所以这个第一层面的神的从锡安来的祝福。
And this is one level of blessings from God.
我们愿意双脚来站在这个门内来为他祷告。
We are willing to stand both of our feet inside the temple and pray for this.For this church.
我们再来看125篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 125.
这是第二组的诗篇。
This is a second set of the song.
第125篇是第二个层面的。
And this is the second level of.
第二十五篇第一节说：“倚靠神的人，好像锡安山，永不动摇。”
Verse 1, those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken but endures forever.
是因为他说众山怎样围绕耶路撒冷，神也这样也要照样围绕他的百姓。
As the mountains around Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people both now and forevermore.
第三节是说，二人的杖不常落在义人的份上，免得义人伸手作恶。
The scepter of the wicked will not remain over the land allotted to the righteous, for then the righteous might use their hands to do evil.
这意思就是说，二人的杖不会落在义人的份上，就是义人不会受到这个恶人所应该得到的对待啊。
And it means that the righteous will not face the weakness of evil.
就是不会 the rock 就不会被鞭打，不会这个鞭打是要鞭打在恶人身上，不会落在义人的身上啊。
And this those who will be whipped will not be fall under the righteous.
所以义人他不会反过去作恶，成为恶人。
And so those who are righteous will not turn away and do evil.
哦，所以第四节，神啊，求你善待那些为善和心里正直的人。
Verse 4, do good, O Lord, to those who are good, to those who are upright in heart.
哦，啊，至于第五节说，至于那些偏行弯曲道路的人呢，神要使他和作恶人一同出去受刑罚。
And but those who turn to crooked ways, the Lord will banish with the evildoers.
最后说，愿平安归以色列。
And last he says, peace be upon Israel.
那在这里我们就看到这个神哦，是公义的神。
In here we can see that God is a righteous God.
真的倚靠神的人，他说像锡安山永不动摇，是很稳固的。
Those who rely and trust in the Lord, will never be shaken like
Mount Zion. 公义的神一定会赏善罚恶。
And the righteous God will always.Treat a well to righteous.
所以那些行善啊，遵行神旨意的人，他一定会得到神的祝福了。
And those who are righteous will for sure, receive the blessings from the Lord.
所以当我们来到神的殿以后
，when we come and attend and enter into God's temple,
我们会经历神的公义。
We will go through God's righteous.
神绝对会用他的福气去祝福行义的。
And he will use his righteousness to bless those who do good.
那这作恶的人最后一定会站立不住。
And those who do evil will not be able to stand.
我们就看到神的城啊，这个城一定是伸张公义。
And this city will make the right judgment.
所以这个平安归以色列，就是平安一定归给这个爱神的人。
And this peace will belong to Israel means.It will belong to those who do good.
哦，这些爱神的人就是他会遵行神的话语，他会爱耶路撒冷，他会真的关心弟兄姐妹的人。
And those who are with love will truly care for the church.
哦，所以这个平安归给以色列。
So this peace belong to Israel.
这些以色列一定是要成为正直的人。
And this Israel must be upright.
都是懂得倚靠神的。
And those, they must also know how to rely on God.
他们就会像锡安山永不动摇，很稳固的。
Then they will be like Mount Zion that will never be shaken.
就像神的宝座，他说是用公义跟公平为根基。
Just like the throne of God is used righteousness to build.
那所以神他说会围绕他的百姓。
And God says He will surround His people.
那至于那些作恶的，他神一定把他赶出去。
And for those evildoers, He will cast them out.
因此，我们就看到今天的教会里面呢、啊，神他一定会让这些隐藏的事情慢慢的显露出来。
And so in church today, those evil will slowly be revealed.
因为人有时候会有一些内心隐藏的那个意念。
Because sometimes men tend to have this evil hearts.
这是人隐藏的啦。
Those hidden evil hearts.
但是神知道。
But God knows those hidden hearts.
那最后神他说一定要把这些偏行弯曲道路的人把他赶出去哦。
And God will cast out those who turn to crooked ways.
那我们就看到说这个神的家、神的殿，最后一定是他连的整齐，一定是在各方面都能够完全遵照神旨意的。
And this house of God will always go accordingto the ways of the Lord.
那在这里我们经历公义的神。
And in here we will go through this God of righteousness.
更能够看到神是慈爱怜悯的神。
And we can also see this God is mercy.
所以神在我们当中就是非常的完美的。
So when this God is among us, he is perfect.
他不会让我们觉得混淆，说神怎么会这样，神怎么会那样。
He will not let us have confusions.
我们每一个人都很感谢神，啊，这位神是值得我们称颂的。
And we will have the thankful heart that we will send out our thankfulness to him.
好，所以这个125篇在强调倚靠神的人像锡安山永不动摇。
And in 125 it says, those who trust in the Lord will like Mount Zion that will never be shaken.
来到这里我们可以很稳固，不用担心。
When we're here, we will be secure.
这是神的保证。
This is the promise of the Lord.
我们今天如果愿意把所有的信心都放在神身上。
If we can put our faith unto the Lord,
不管遇到什么事情我们都永不动摇。
Doesn't matter what we encounter, we will never be shaken.
所以你看我们今天脚，我们来到要来朝见神，把脚放在耶路撒冷城门内以后。
When we come to seek the Lord and put our feet inside this temple of God,
我们在这里一定会很稳固。
And we will never be shaken.
会很我们不会被建立起来。
And we will be built up.
我们在这里可以看到神的公义。
And here we can see the righteousness of God.
然后会看到神让他的这个城他的家越来越完全，越来越圣洁。
We can see this the city of God will be built up and more perfect.
因为作恶的、不义的都被赶出去了。
And for those who do evil will be cast out.
我们再看128篇。
Let's also look at chapter 128.
128篇，他说：“凡敬畏神、遵行他的道的人，便为有福。”
Verse 1, blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in his ways.
那这一篇呢，128篇呢，他一直在强调一个这个蒙福的家庭。
And Psalm 128, he emphasized the family that fear the Lord.
敬畏神的家庭，敬畏神的人一定蒙福。
Those who fear the Lord,will be blessed.
所以当我们脚站在神的殿里来，在这里我们不动摇，我们一定会发现敬畏神的人才是最稳固的。
And when we enter into the temple of God, we step our feet inside the temple, we'll see that those who fear the Lord, they shall never be shaken.
我们愿意遵照神的吩咐去行。
We are willing to go according to the way of the Lord.
他说我们要享福，要事情顺利。
And if we want everything go smoothly.
所以这个秘诀其实很简单的，就是照神的吩咐去行而已。
And the trick is very easy, is to do the will of God.
他说，家庭蒙福，妻子第三节说，妻子在内室好像多结果子的葡萄树，儿女环绕桌子像橄榄摘子。
Verse 3, your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house, your sons will be like olive shoots around your table.
那这个就是一个很幸福的家庭的一个图像。
And this is a picture that looks like a very a good family.
第四节看啊，敬畏神的人就是要这样蒙福。
Verse 4 says, "Thus is the man blessed who fears the Lord."
所以我们在神的家里面，我们来到神面前呢，我们会发现，我们真的要在意的是我们的家庭。
And when we come in front of the Lord,And all we really need to care about is our family.
没有错，我们需要去传福音，我们需要去关心其他弟兄姐妹。
Indeed, we need to spread the gospel. We need to care for our brothers and sisters.
但是其实不要忘记，我们自己的家人才是最需要我们去关心的人。
But we need not to forget to care for our family.
因为当我们的家人他没有办法完全领受神的这个救恩的时候。
When our family is not able to accept and receive this blessing of God.
其实除了我们自己去做，谁还有办法真的会关心他呢？
And besides us, who else will truly care for our family?
其实自己的家人才是我们真的应该要花很多时间去为他祷告的。
And indeed, our family are the ones that we need to truly spend time pray and intercede for.
当我们来到神的家，我们就看出我们的那个我们的这些工作的重点，我们关心的那个次序。
And when we are in the family of God, we need to prioritize who we
遵我们遵行神的话语。
We need to obey God's commandments.
因为我们的教会是由每一个家庭组成的。
And because our church is built upon many families.
如果我们都用心在经营我们的家庭，
if we all use heart to manage our own family,
那我们其实我们来到神的家来敬拜神，来朝见神呢。
And when we come into the family of God, and when we seek for God.
第五节说，愿神从锡安赐福给你，愿你一生一世看见耶路撒冷的好处。
And verse 5, may the Lord bless you from Zion all the days of your life. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem.
第六节说，愿你看见你儿女的儿女，愿平安归以色列。
Verse 6, and may you live to see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel.
那就是看到说，这个家庭的福祉，事实上是从教会延伸出去的。
And here it says, we can understand that the management of family is extended from the family of church.
哦，所以神从锡安赐福给你，然后他说愿你一生一世看见耶路撒冷的好处，就是当我们会真的去关心神的家，我们一定会眼睛同时看到我们自己的家里。
And so when we care for the family of God,then we can also see that we need to care for our own family.
所以我们在教会里面热心服事的同时，我们一定不能够忽略家庭。
When we zealously serve in church, we also need not to neglect our own family.
因为当我们花很多时间在教会的事情上，如果我们没有真的去关心自己的家，很可能家庭会有个破洞。
If we don't care for our own family, then we might have a loophole.
那表示说我们在这个朝见神的事情上，我们还没有办法真的把自己建立起来。
And so in terms of seeking for God, we did not truly build ourselves up.
哦，所以他一样第六节，他的最后一节，他说愿平安归以色列，他跟125篇是一样的。
And lastly, it says, "Peace be upon Israel," which is the same.As Psalm 125.
那这个平安，他说愿你看见你儿女的儿女，就是在这个敬拜神的过程当中，我们就看到神赐的福气，让我们可以看见儿女成长，看到儿女每一个人都在神的家里面一起来服侍神。
And may you live to see your children's children, meaning that when we serve in the Lord, we are able to see our children.Also serving the Lord.
全家人都一起敬畏神来遵行神的道。
All the household are serving the Lord.
我们可以享受从劳碌得来的。
And we can receive what we have labored.
好，所以我们工作，我们付出，我们可以相对的享受神赐给我们的家庭的喜乐。
And when we work and we when we give out, and we can also receive our labor.
哦，那所以。我们看到这个特别在强调说，愿神从锡安赐福给你。那表示今天呢，我们来到神的教会如果我们彼此关心互相的家大家的家庭呢，其实我们每一个人也一定会因此蒙福了。
And may the Lord bless you from Zion means that if we can care our individual family, then we'll also receive blessings.
家庭就是教会里面的。小的单元
，and family is a small unit within church.
每一个家庭如果都稳固以后
，if every family can be secure，
我们这些教会其实就被建立起来
，then our church can be established.、
所以每一个家庭如果都有这个家庭的崇拜时间
，if every family has a time set for a service，
那我们这个整个教会哈，这个就变得属灵
，then this church。Will be very spiritual.
因为我们本来在日常生活当中就是在这样敬畏神的。
Because in our daily life we have been serving the Lord.
那就是我们在敬拜神，在崇拜神。
We have been worshiping the Lord.
那我们一起聚集在安息日的时候，在安息日聚在一起的时候，我们就是有那种喜乐的心情，这是一种团契。
And so on Sabbath, we will have this joyful heart.
我们每一个家庭都是可以分享神的恩典。
Because every family can share the blessings from
the Lord. 我们遵行神的道理，我们一定会相对得到神给我们的体验的。
When we do according to the will of God, then we will have much experience.
每一个家庭都蒙福，那我们这个整个教会真的就是像圣经说的，是福杯满溢的教会。
And when all families are blessed, then this church will be blessed.
哦，所以从你看他这个神的这个祝福从我们愿意来到神的殿， 到我们愿意能够依靠神，能够行为稳固，到我们的家庭都能够蒙福了。
And so this blessing can be seen from we seeking for the Lord and entering into his house all the way to our own family.
那所以我们会看到教会，我们的家庭蒙福，也看到我们整个教会蒙福。
And when our family is blessed, we can also see our church is blessed.
当我们每一个人来到教会，看到教会都很发展的时候，我们就满足。
And when we see the church is prosperous, then we will also be blessed.
好，我们现在看131篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 131.
131篇是很短的，很短的，只有三节而已。
And this psalm is a very a short a psalm which only has three verses.
那这三节呢？你看第一节说：“神啊，我的心不狂傲，我的眼不高大。”
First one, my heart is not proud, O Lord. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself.
重大和测不透的事，我不敢行啊。
I do not concern myself with great matters.
哦，第二节。
For things too wonderful for me.
第二节说：“我的心平稳安静，好像断过奶的孩子在他母亲的怀中。”
And verse 2, but I have stilled and quieted my soul like a weaned child with its mother.
一直在强调那个断过奶的孩子在母亲的怀中，这是我的心情。他这样写。
And it is like a child, a weaned child with its mother.
大卫当时候
his heart.
他当时候他的心呢、啊？他说真的是非常的稳固，很平静，很安稳。
And this is the son of David that he has a still and quiet heart.
第三节，以色列啊，你当仰望神，从今时直到永远。
Verse 3, O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forever.
从这一篇里面，我们看到，这个一个人如果能够有一个谦卑的心呢、
啊、？In here, we can see that if one a person can have a humble heart,
凡事都会仰望神的。
Everything they will look up to God.
他会让我们的这个心真的平稳安静，有平安呢。
And they will truly have a still and quiet heart.
所以你看，我们今天一个人，他如果真的一直信信神
，if a person can continuously draw near to God,
这个人的心应该会越来越谦卑的。
And this person's heart should be more humble.
也就是说，会凡事都会依靠神。
Because in everything he will rely on God.
不敢靠自己。
He will not rely on himself.
我们人往往会对自己很有自信。
A man tends to be very confident about ourselves.
但这里大卫他自己说，他说我的心不狂傲，我的眼不高大。
But in here David says, my heart is not proud, my eyes are not haughty.
因为他知道他自己是谁。
Because he knows who he is.
他知道他的能力。
He knows his power.
重大和测不透的事，我不敢行。
I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me.
所以有一些他超过他能力的事情，他一定会先求问神。
Things that are beyond his power, he will first seek for God.
那重大的事，就是对他自己来说，他觉得这个是重大的事情，因为他这里没有写什么是重大的事，是每一个人他自己的感受。
And for the great matters, it is for his own personal reflections that he will not dare to. To do himself.
这其实就是在神面前的谦卑了。
This is one of the, this is to show a humility in front of the Lord.
当我们有这个在神面前的谦卑以后，我们的心才能够平稳安静。
When we have this humble heart in front of God, then
这个平稳安静是从神来的。
Then we will have a quiet and still heart. This is from the Lord.
哦，当我们会仰望神的时候，我们就会看到神。他是信实的，他愿意来帮助我们的不足啊。
When we look up to God, we will see that He is truthful and He will help us.
哦，我们看罗马书十二章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
第三节。
Verse 3.
十二章三节，我凭着所赐我的恩对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神的所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
Verse 3, for by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment.
这里说要照着神所给我们的信心、哦、看自己看得合乎中道，就是不要把自己看得太高，也不要太低估了神。
And so in here, it encourages that we should not look ourselves too high or too low.
Too low 就是不要低估神了。
And or to
不要认为说啊，这个事情神没有办法。
And do not think that God cannot do a certain thing.
在神没有难成的事情。
In God, there is nothing impossible.
所以当我们愿意仰望神以后。
So when we're willing to look up to God,
也就是说，当我们会看到我们自己不行。
And we will see that there are things that we cannot do.
什么事情都先求问神。
And we will always seek for God first.
那这样的一个属灵的平安就在我们心里面一直延续下去。
And this spiritual peace will continuously be dwelling among us.
不管发生什么事情。
Regardless of what happened to us.
我们都知道神把我们抱在他的怀中。
We will know that we are in God's bosom.
心里非常的平稳。
And our heart will be peaceful.
就像那个断过奶的孩子，那个他在母亲的怀中，他天不怕地，什么都不用担心的。
And just like those wind child that they will not be afraid of anything.
所以你看，神从锡安赐给我们福气，就是让我们的心能够很平稳安静。
And so that in the Zion in the Mount Zion that we will have a peaceful heart.
那这个安静就是在面对重大的挑战的时候，我们心里面不会慌张。
And when we face a great challenge, our hearts will not be stirred.
当我们面对很凶恶的人的时候，嘿，我们心里不会害怕。
And when we face evil, we will also not be afraid.
有时候我们没有看过场面，我们看了以后会很不自在，会很紧张，发抖。
Sometimes we will be trembling or be afraid when we encounter something that we never experienced before.
但是当我们会仰望神以后，
But if we know how to look up to God,
神的这个平安，神的力量就在我们身上运作了。
And God's peace and His power will be working inside of us.
因为当我们不狂傲，我们眼不高大的时候，我们就知道我们只能够仰望神。
When we are not boastful about ourselves, then all we can do is look up to God.
仰望神的，依靠神的，好像锡安山永不动摇。
And those who look up to God will be like Mount Zion that will never be shaken.
好，所以这个神所赐给我们的平安，这个在我们的让我们的心里面很稳，表示我们的信心真的能够稳定，我们信心被建立起来了。
And so, when we have this peace, that means that our faith is very stable.
最后看134篇。
Lastly, let's turn to Psalm 134.
这是最后一篇。
This is the last song.
主的仆人夜间站在神殿中的，你们当称颂神。
Verse 1, praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord who minister by night in the house of the Lord.
第二节，你们当向圣所举手称颂神。
Verse 2, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and praise the Lord.
然后第三节，愿造天地的神从锡安赐福给你们。
Verse 3, may the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, bless you from Zion.
这里短短三节就好像这个来朝见神的人跟在圣殿里面服侍的这些神的仆人在互相对唱。
And these three short verses is like those who come and worship the Lord. And
是一种对话 communication.
So they have a communication going on.
神的仆人夜间站在神殿中的，就是在圣殿里面服侍神的，全职在服侍神的人，祭司。
And those who minister by night, that means that they are the priests who serve the Lord in the chapel.
他说你们一定要应当称颂神呢。
That you must praise the Lord.
然后呢，第二节说你们当向圣所举手称谢称颂神。
Verse 2, you have to lift up your hands in the sanctuary and praise the Lord.
好，那这一句话又是谁说的呢？
And who says this phrase?
你们当向，所以跟第一节是一样的。
And it is the same as the verse 1.
所以向圣所举手，常常祷告。
You need to raise up your hands and pray to the Lord often.
那意思就是说，这个朝见神的人，他们现在很期待的是在这个神的家里面，在服侍神的当中，常常在祷告神，都在赞美神的。
That means, those who serve and those who come to the chapel, they often praise the Lord.
第三节
，verse 3，
这些在服侍神的人，他 就说愿造天地的神从西安赐福给你们。
And those who serve the Lord says, May the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth, bless you from Zion.
这就是神的福气从西安出来。
And this is the blessing of the Lord coming out from Zion.
那其实如果从整个上行诗的这个结构看来，就是他们已经最后来到神的殿，朝见了神，现在他们要回去了。最后这个祭司给他们的祝福。
And if we look at the entire Song of Ascent, this is the end.That people have come to attend in the chapel, and then this is the ending where the servants will give blessings to them.
所以我们从最后一篇就看到说，哎，我们你们当向圣手举手，要常常祷告。
And lastly, it says that we have to lift up our hands and praise the Lord.
我们今天在来到神的家，我们要真的要利用时间祷告。
When we come to the house of God, we need to often pray.
当我们祷告以后
，when we pray，
我们就会发现啊，其实我们的心才能够真正的在神面前安静，依靠神。
Then we realize that our hearts can truly be calm and see for.
我们每一个人都会称颂这位造天地的主宰。
We all know how to praise this. God who created heaven and earth.
我们所有的一切都跟神有关系。
Everything that we do has connection with this Lord.
所以这个教会，神的家，就是主耶稣基督的身体。
This church, this house of God, is the body of Christ.
那我们每个人都是他的肢体，我们都联系在这个身体上。
And we are all a part of this body that connected together.
当我们都愿意来亲近神。
And we are willing to draw near to God.
来祷告。
And to pray,
来付出，来侍奉
and to serve.
那这个神的家兴旺，那这个福气就联系到我们身上来。
Then the church will be prosperous, and the blessings will then flow among us.
那每一个人就会越乐意来到神的家。
Then every person will be more willing to come and draw near to this house of God.
所以我们从这诗篇上行诗篇里面呢，来看到。圣经里面给我们这个提醒。
And so from this Song of Ascent, it reminds us,
让我们每一个人都更愿意来亲近神。
That we are more willing to draw near to God.
来为神的教会祷告。
And to pray for the house of God.
我们再一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
322首。
322.